flood warning effective until 10 a.m. for people in the following locations in southwestern Alabama: Baldwin County, Escambia County, Mobile County, and Conecuh County, and in southern Alabama, Covington County, and in northwest Florida, Escambia County. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a tornado watch for portions of the Florida western panhandle, southern Alabama, and adjacent coastal waters, affected this Sunday morning from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. In Alabama, the watch includes Choctaw, Monroe, Escambia, Washington, Conecuh, Covington, Clark, Butler, Mobile, Wilcox, Crenshaw, and Baldwin, and in northwest Florida, Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa. Tornadoes hail to 1 inch in diameter, thunderstorms with gusts to 80 miles an hour, and dangerous lightning are possible in these areas. Remember, a tornado watch means conditions are favorable for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms in the close to the watch area. Persons in these areas should be on the lookout for threatening weather conditions and listen for later statements or possible warnings. Again, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a tornado watch for portions of western panhandle of Florida, southern Alabama, and adjacent coastal waters affected this Sunday morning from 4 a.m. until 10 a.m. Now here's a look at the latest hourly observations from around the area. But first, a look at the Mobile Doppler radar. Continues to show a large area of rain with some embedded thunderstorms now extending over the KEC-86 Pensacola transmitter listening area and the KIH-59 Dozier transmitter listening areas. Cloudy at the Mobile Regional Airport, 67 degrees, humidity 100%. Wind south at 5, barometer falling at 29.50. As for around the region, Crestview had light rain, 70 degrees, Dothan a thunder shower, 63. Ozark a thunder storm, 63 degrees. Montgomery, thunder shower, 62 degrees. Birmingham, cloudy at 62. Meridian, cloudy, 61. Jackson, cloudy, 64 degrees. Cloudy in Pascagoula, 66. And New Orleans, cloudy, 68 degrees. Now here's a look at the updated forecast for the Central Gulf Coast. A tornado watch is in effect until 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. For today, windy with showers and thunderstorms likely. Some storms may be severe this morning. Highs will be near 70 with a south wind at 20 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Becoming west at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain is at 70%. For tonight, clearing and cooler. Low in the mid-40s with a northwest wind around 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Monday, partly cloudy and breezy. Highs near 55. Northwest wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour. For Monday night, mostly clear with lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. The extended forecast for Tuesday, mostly sunny and cool. Lows will be in the upper 30s to lower 40s with highs in the 50s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and cool. Lows will be in the lower 30s with highs in the lower 50s. And for Thursday, sunny and cool. Lows near 30 with highs in the mid 50s. The National Weather Service in Mobile has issued a flood warning for the Bayou Sara and Sara Land. With a flood stage of 4 feet, the bayou is reported to be 6.8 feet. At this stage, there is residential flooding along the bayou. Additional rise of the bayou waters is likely due to the excessive rainfall in the area. A flood warning has also been issued for Motor Creek at Bruton. With a flood stage of 12 feet, the creek was at 11.7 feet this morning and will be rising above flood stage this morning. The creek is expected to crest between 15 and 16 feet early Monday morning, March the 9th. At 15 feet, water gets into Downing Street in Bruton. That portion of Snowden Street in East Bruton is flooded. And Highway 29 is not passable except for large trucks and tractors. And St. Nicholas Street begins to flood. And a flood warning has been issued for the Big Escambia Creek at Flemington. The flood stage is 14 feet. The creek was at 15.5 feet this morning and is expected to crest between 17 and 18 feet on Monday, March the 9th. At 17.5 feet, Highway 31 will flood from just west of the high school to Highway 29 intersection. And Palafox Street will flood from near Highway 31 southward to Roosevelt Street.